100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Fire officials in California say their crews are fighting a very tough battle in 100-plus temperatures in San Bernardino County. ABC's Zareen Shaw has more from Highland, California.
An explosive California wildfire forcing hundreds of evacuations and creating its own weather system.
Oh my God!
Making it even harder to fight. The line fire growing to over 17,000 acres in just a few hours and 0% contained.
Multiple people searching for a suspect this morning near Interstate 75 after a shooting spree Saturday evening. Cars on the highway in Kentucky were shot out. 5 people were shot and several others were injured in a crash. Following Tuesday's debate, Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will kick off a whirlwind tour of battleground states. The 4-day two-way forward tour will cover every media market in these crucial states. This is ABC News. Venezuelan opposition leader Edmundo Gonzalez has gone into exile in Spain after receiving asylum, a blow to millions who supported his campaign to end single-party rule in Venezuela. NASA says the Boeing Starliner capsule returned safely after months of delay, and this is the first step in getting both astronauts still at the International Space Station back home. ABC's Michelle Franzen.
Getting Boeing's troubled Starliner spacecraft back to Earth from the International Space Station was no small feat. That capsule making the successful uncrewed return after months of delays, but without its two astronauts on board the June test flight. Commercial Crew Program Manager Steve Stitch at a briefing says he thinks it was the right call.
So I think we made the right decision to not have Butch and Sonny on board. It's awfully hard for the team. It's hard for me when we sit here and have a successful landing to be in that position.
The two astronauts will return on a SpaceX flight in February. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
And I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams September holiday sale and get 30% off paints and stains from August 30th through September 9th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Most of us can agree, everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all.
Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris
who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO, and a good Sunday to you. We've had a couple of splashes of rain the last few days since the start of September, but only a few hundredths to 0.2 of an inch of rain, generally speaking, across southwest Wisconsin. According to the latest drought monitor report, we are back into abnormally dry conditions. Of course, early in the summer, we really got out of those conditions with several inches of rain falling, but now we've dried up, and looking ahead, the pattern it looks dry. The next best chance of rain really doesn't come until Saturday of next weekend, and even then, it doesn't look like we will receive a lot. So, looking forward, today will be mostly sunny in our area. A pleasant day, highs around 78, the wind out of the west around 10 miles per hour, and then tonight will be clear with areas of fog developing in common locations, if you will, after midnight. Those lower spots and where the wind becomes calm will drop down to about 51 for an overnight low. Monday, sunny and warmer, rising up to about 84 degrees, and then Monday night, mostly clear with areas of fog possible once again after midnight and lows near 52. Tuesday then will be sunny, another summer-like day with highs around 84 degrees and a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, perhaps up to 15, especially on the ridgetops and higher locations. Now, mid to late week, it really gets warm, pushing 90 degrees in parts of the area. Wednesday, sunny, highs around 87 degrees, about 10 degrees above average for portions of the upper Midwest here. And then Thursday, sunny with highs around 90 degrees, perhaps a touch humid with dew points in the 60s. Friday, mostly sunny and feeling hot for some still with highs around 87 degrees. And then Saturday, as I said, that chance of a few showers, but nothing real major, it appears at this time. Highs around 84 degrees. We could have a few showers next weekend on Sunday as well with high temperatures in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It is a partly cloudy 45 degrees in Richland Center. Yesterday, we had a high of 67 and no precipitation. And so far today, we are up from a morning low of 39. Record high for this day was set in 1955 at 98, while a record low 34 was set in 1986. Last year on this day, our high was 68, while our low was 54. Sunset today will be at 7:25, sunrise tomorrow at 6:34. No precipitation. The barometer is slightly up to 30.20, and we have light winds. Again, it's 45 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Morning News today is sponsored by Joan Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV & Appliance.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks. With just days to go before his first and possibly only debate against Vice President Harris, former President Trump spoke about his grievances with things from such as his indictments to the border as he campaigned in the battleground state of Wisconsin. Trump was speaking at Central Wisconsin Airport in Mazenie on Saturday as the rally came a day after he appeared in court after an appeal of a decision that found him liable for sexual abuse, returning attention to his indictments and criminal conviction. The Richland County Fair wraps up today with the Little Britches Showmanship Contest at 11, followed by Old Timers Showmanship Contest, the awards program in the show barn at 2, and photos of the superstar recipients at 3. Mr. Ed's Magical Midway will run from noon to 4. Gate prices at the Richland County Fair are half off today at $5 for adults, $2.50 for children 6 to 12, and under 6 admitted free. Those traveling to the fairgrounds are reminded that there is still construction going on 8th, 9th, and Park Streets. Even though the streets are passable, you're encouraged to use Highway 80 to the Industrial Drive and then County AA to the fairgrounds. The Lafayette Ag Stewardship Alliance released results from the fifth and final year of its sustainability project. Over the past 5 years, this farmer-led watershed conservation group has used sustainability metrics to inform management decisions on its farms in collaboration with farmers for sustainable food. The project involving 15 farms managing over 40,000 acres showed consistent, positive progress for several metrics, especially regarding water quality. Key findings from 5 years of the LASA Sustainability Project include conservation practices. On average, farms use two or more conservation practices in each of their analyzed fields. The most used sustainable farming practices within the group include grassed waterways, contouring, cover crops, reduced tillage, strip cropping, and no-till. Water quality. Of the reported acreage, 83% has mitigated the risk of excessive nitrogen loss to the subsurface water. Soil erosion. The average rate of soil erosion for corn grain over the last five-year project period was 1.7 tons per acre per year, significantly lower than the state benchmark of 3.5 tons per acre per year for corn grain. And energy use. The group's energy use, 145,575 BTU per ton for corn silage, measured 53% better than the national indicator. Data is based on analysis by Houston Engineering Incorporated using Field to Market, the Alliance for Sustainable Agriculture's FieldPrint platform. Learn more about Lafayette Ag Stewardship Alliance and the group's ongoing sustainability efforts at LafayetteAgStewardship.org. The Father McKevitt Knights of Columbus recently hosted its annual father-son banquet and presented the Knight of the Year Award. Steve Bauer was named the 2024 Father McKevitt Council 3492 Knight of the Year. Steve joined the Knights of Columbus in 2009, and he is a charter member of Richland Center Assembly 3393. He is a past faithful navigator and is a member of the 4th Degree Honor Guard. Steve's involvement goes well beyond the council. He served as the vice president he served as the vice president for the education committee at St. Mary's School and is instrumental in the sportsman's extravaganza. In the community, he was president, volunteer, and race starter for the Simon Shark swim team. He is a youth basketball coach for the St. Mary's Girls and Richland Center Girls Youth Basketball and Fast Pitch programs. He was also a board member for the Richland Hospital Foundation. As a youth, Steve Bauer earned the honor of being an Eagle Scout. He served our country as a 27-year member of the United States Army, Wisconsin Army National Guard, and is a retired Master Sergeant. Steve was deployed for 15 months for Operation Iraqi Freedom. Family and country means a lot to Steve, and in April, he had the privilege to escort his father, Colonel Jim Bauer, on the Never Forgotten Honor Flight to Washington, D.C., which was the last trip they took together before his father's recent passing. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources needs your help in collecting red and white pine cones for its reforestation program. Early September is a prime time to collect mature red and white pine cones when the color has just turned brown, but the scales have not yet opened to release the seeds. The state nurseries pay $125 per bushel of red pine cones and $60 per bushel of white pine cones. A bushel is 8 gallons, and experienced collectors can pick a bushel of red pine cones in about 2 to 3 hours when the cone crop is good. White pine cones are larger, so picking a bushel usually takes about an hour. Before collecting cones, contact one of the state nurseries to ensure purchasing is still open. Locally, you can contact the Wilson Nursery in Boscobel at 375-4123. All seeds must be of natural origin. Trees in your yard are not appropriate for seed harvest. When matured, the seed within will develop a dark brown seed coat with a papery light brown wing. The perfect time to pick the cones is before the cone opens. Wear gloves so your hands don't get covered in sap. Picking is easiest and safest for the collector and the tree when done from the ground using handheld landscaping shears. A quick snip leaves a small wound on the tree and a clean cone. Store the cones in breathable containers in a cool, dry place. Deliver the cones to one of the DNR buying stations as soon as possible. If excess debris is mixed in with the cones, they may be rejected or a price reduction may be applied. The DNR reserves the right to refuse purchase if the cones don't meet the specifications. It's time for the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is hosting a public involvement meeting for the Wisconsin 130, 133 and bridge replacement project on Tuesday, September 10th from 4:30 to 6 at the Lone Rock Community Building. This event gives residents an opportunity to learn more about the upcoming Wisconsin 130 closure, preparations to open the new bridges to traffic, and demolition of the old bridges. The meeting will have an open house format. The public's welcome to attend at their convenience. If you have any questions, contact Greg Brecka, WIS DOT Project Manager, by phone at 245-2671 or by email at gregory.brecka@dot.wi.gov. Now it's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Richland County Fair honored by the U.S. Congress for what would be the sesquicentennial. Now it's been a dozen years ago in the year 2012. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a document submitted by Senator Cole for the 112th Congress, Second Session, Volume 158 in Washington, dated Tuesday, July 10th, 2012, numbered 102. The Richland County Agricultural Society was founded in 1857 with a mission to improve the character and operation of the agricultural, mechanical, and household arts. In order to achieve its mission, and later on in the year, it sponsored a cattle show and fair. The success of that first cattle show led to the organization to purchase the fairgrounds, which was allowed them then to solve and evolve what would continue to be a sponsorship of this popular fair for now the next 100 years. Since the original fair in 1857, that year in and out, organizers have proudly showcased the beauty, simplicity, and fortitude of a rural Wisconsin life. The only years that the fairs were not held were during the four summers of the nation's Civil War, and after turning over the fairgrounds buildings to Richland County in 1957, this landmark celebration became officially known as the Richland County Fair. For 150 years, the Richland County Fair has built upon the foundation of recognition of the agricultural, mechanical, and household arts that truly represent the beauty of Southwest Wisconsin. While Wisconsin agriculture has changed since the mid-19th century, the fun of the fair traditions have not. It is through these events like these that the communities come together to celebrate Wisconsin's unique offerings, culture, and traditions. It has stood the test of time, good and bad in economics, yet serves as a reminder to our dairy and farming heritage that in recent years the fair has provided entertainment to its citizens of Richland County and visitors alike. They hold tractor pulls, magic shows, music concerts, games, and rides. With a rich, illustrious history, the Richland County Fair rings in its sesquicentennial anniversary and will no doubt have had in many future fairs what would be built upon this wonderful community, a legacy. I am proud to have the opportunity to honor this event and henceforth the spirit of celebration that the Richland County Fair brings to our great state. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering Ann Walsh Bradley, a native of Richland County.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
Also, a quick note that Five Points Lutheran Church has announced that there will be no Sunday service today.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today is Sunday, September 8th. Velma Shaw, 100 of DeForest, died August 31st at UW Health East Madison Hospital. Graveside services will be held on Monday at 11 at the Button Cemetery. A lunch will be served at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center following the burial. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Velma Shaw, 100 of DeForest. Terry E. Fish, 75 of Bloom City, died on Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held this coming Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. A live stream of the funeral can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Terry E. Fish, 75 of Bloom City.
Shop the back-to-school blitz at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Find upgrades for your kitchen, including special buys on KitchenAid, Whisper Quiet, and fully featured dishwashers. Clean your clothes with a new laundry pair featuring a Whirlpool washer with removable agitator. Maybe it's time for a new stove. See the selection and the savings in both Reedsburg and Richland Center stores. Open in Richland Center from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and Reedsburg Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays 11 to 5. TownAndCountryRC.com.
This morning's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Good morning on this September 8th, and we do have a nice list of birthday and anniversary wishes to pass along for today. Happy belated birthday, though, to start off to Montana Linz from your neighbors in Avoca. Hope you had a great one. Also, happy birthday today to Isabella Faber from Mom and Dad, Isaac, Evan, Jacob, Aaron, and Lilia. And also, happy birthday to Shannon Burkhammer from Holly, Levi, Daphne, and Mira. Happy birthday to the best son and dad and friend Shannon Burkhammer. Love Mom, Dad, Nash, Farah, and Danielle. Birthday wishes going out today to Marcus Downa. Happy birthday from Lori and the guys. Happy birthday to Layla Bowden from Grandpa Dave and Grandma Anita. St. Luke Lutheran Church would like to wish Marilyn Binder a happy birthday today. Sacred Heart Parish wishes Todd Clary a happy birthday. Happy birthday on behalf of the Richland Center Lions today to Buckley Larrabee, Pat Shireman, Tony Preston, Ella Leanne Clements, Louis Wilson, Brianna Krotzenberg, and Bonnie Richardson. Happy birthday on behalf of Blue River Muscadet and Avoca Lions to Dale Allen III, Jaden Bombkamp, Thomas Eckhart, Samantha Chitwood, Casey Montgomery, and Leah Willie. Happy birthday today to Ella Clements, Mary Jennings, and Bonnie Richardson from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday to Scott Granger and Joelle and Neef from the Little Willow Birthday Club. Schmidtland Hills wishes Joyce Cooey a happy birthday. Happy birthday as well today to Bonnie Richardson from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. Couple anniversary wishes. Happy anniversary today to Bill and Joanne Amell from Bloom City Town Crier. Happy anniversary to Steve and Sonia Rowe from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. And happy anniversary to Tony and Mary Lou Preston from the Richland Center Lions. To all of you celebrating your big day today, if it's a birthday or an anniversary, we just hope it's a great one from all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO's Morning Sports, sponsored today by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
All right, for today, in terms of sports, it's been a busy weekend so far. The Riverdale cross country team competed in their second straight meet of the season on Saturday in the newly dedicated Arnie Millie cross country course at the Darlington Invitational. The weather was beautiful and resulted in numerous fine performances. Starting with the girls' varsity race, Melanie Williamson placed 34th with a time of 24:39. Next was Megan Cruel in 29:20 and Riley Leith with a time of 29:33. The varsity boys team ran next and finished in fifth place out of 15 full teams by scoring 147 points, just 4 points behind host Darlington and 14 behind Iowa Grant. Places included Lakota Brewer in 12th with a time of 18:42, Wyatt Schramm in 30th with 19:55, Carson Knight in 31st with 20:01, and then Caleb Schleyline in 35th and 20 with a time of 20:05, Hunter Wilkinson 39th with a time of 20:08, and James Schramm in 65th with a time of 21:40. The junior high girls ran the penultimate race and had fine efforts by Lexi Baumkamp, who finished in fifth place with a time of 9:06. Next was Hadley Wilkinson, 43rd, with a time of 10:36. Rose Schramm, 45th, with 10:39. And Olivia Matthews, in 87th, with a time of 12:02. The final runner of the day was Clark Gilson, who finished the junior high boys race in ninth with a time of 8:41. The next action for the Chieftains will be Tuesday, September 10th at Boscobel's Ryan Zimple Memorial Invitational, with varsity girls beginning the evening races at 4:45. The race will be held at Zimple Farm, Boscobel. They'll be followed by the River Valley Invitational at Spring Green on Saturday, September 14th. In boys soccer this weekend, it was the Bigfoot Invite, and Bigfoot Williams Bay defeated Richland Center with a score of 4-2. Also, Mount Horeb defeated Delavan Darien 3-1. It was Wisconsin Dells over Edgewood 3-0. Shea Malusi rushed for 2 touchdowns. Tyler Van Dyke threw for another, and Wisconsin beat South Dakota 27-13. Van Dyke completed 17 of 27 passes for 214 yards and a touchdown for the Badgers. Shea Malusi had 16 carries and for 60 yards. And also, the Wisconsin would race to a 14-0 lead in the first quarter on a 9-yard touchdown and a 50-yard scoring strike from Van Dyke to C.J. Williams. South Dakota cut the lead to 17-13 in the third quarter, but couldn't get any closer. Willie Adames and Gary Sanchez hit back-to-back homers in the first inning. William Contreras later added a 2-run shot, and the Milwaukee Brewers defeated the Colorado Rockies 5-2. Rookie right-hander Tobias Myers recorded a career-high 11 strikeouts over 6 innings to help Milwaukee avoid a 4th consecutive loss. The National League Central leading Brewers are the only major league team without a losing streak of at least 4 games this season. Adames hit his 30th homer and increased his RBI total to 101. Adames is the first Brewer shortstop ever to have a 30-homer, 100-RBI season. They'll be back in action today, pregame time of around 12:35 over on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at wisconsinsurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit wisconsinsurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log & Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
WRCO. serve you, that I might serve you.
that I desire.
Nothing I desire compares with you.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing I desire compares with you.
Thank you.
His presence with thanksgiving in your heart and give Him praise. And give Him praise. Come into His presence with thanksgiving in your heart. Your voice is raised. Your voice is raised. In glory.
I make a wrong, your love stays the same. Your light will